maybe Stanley or Devonport? Have you studied at uni or are you planning to? According to the 2021 census, the number of people studying at a tertiary level on the Northwest jumped more than 10% from the 2016 census. And today it was announced Northwest students will benefit from a partnership with the University of Tasmania to help with post-Year 12 pathways. To walk us through the Uni Hub model, welcome Project Manager Gemma Burns. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. I'm keen to know what Uni Hub is.
Well, Uni Hub is actually a partnership program that began 6 years ago. So the original Uni Hubs were set up in Claremont College in the south and Newstead College in the north. And it's basically a model where the Uni Hub coordinator is in the school and they basically are open to connecting students with any kind of information, experiences or opportunities that will help them consider university as a pathway, but also build their confidence in post-Year 12 pathways as well.
Is that like the old days of a careers advisor?
Well, it kind of is a little bit, but when really, you know, our sole purpose is not so much to give them advice, although that's certainly part of the model, one-on-one conversations that are targeted at that student and their own kind of goals and dreams and aspirations. But it's also a little bit more in that because it's a partnership between the state government education and the University of Tasmania. It's also almost a conduit between the university and the school to kind of provide experiences that really expose students to those pathways. So that could be bringing academics into the school to talk within classrooms, having small group sessions so that students can find out about different kind of pathways, and also most importantly bringing them onto campus for more immersion type experiences that are tailored to the school's needs.
Gemma, yeah. Is there any mentoring on how to survive outside the walls of the school? When you go to university, the expectations are that you manage yourself with significantly less support from your teachers. Is there continuing support into university?
Well, this is the really wonderful thing about the model as it's kind of evolved at Newstead College, is that I actually still very much have contact with former students. So when they hit those kind of roadblocks at university, like, oh, I don't know what this means, or I don't know what what to do at this point, they still have me as that contact to sort of fall back on and speak to and sort of reset or get some advice. So that's what's kind of special about the Uni Hub model, is it's really trying to have a person that is there as a trusted point of contact.
Yeah. What about those that say, stuff the essay, I'm going to the party? You got to be super disciplined, don't you?
A little bit, but I think university is also about all those fantastic social experiences that you can have as well, and connecting with new friends and perhaps people that are really like-minded and like the same kind of thing. So that is part of the university experience as well, as growing as an individual. So we definitely give them insights into that as well, and maybe ways that they can manage their study. We can do that as well by them connecting with former students who are now at university. We bring them in via the Uni Hub model to speak to students who are currently in Year 12, and they usually give them the skinny on all that kind of stuff.
Will this initiative support students at the lower levels, for example, Year 10 and 11 in their subject choices, so they can then maximise the opportunities and pathways into UTAS?
Yeah, because of this federal grant that we've received to actually roll the Uni Hub model out onto the northwest coast at Don and Helier colleges, but also in the northeast collective. So, as part of this grant, we've also been able to put a Uni Hub coordinator who's working at St Helens and St Mary's, and also into Scottsdale and Winnalea in that northeast collective, and. I've suddenly lost my train of thought.
Happens to the best of us. Isn't it horrible?
I know. I'm like, oh my goodness. I know I was about to say something really awesome.
And then, look, I'll ask you the next question, but if you do remember where you were going with it, feel free to say, oh, that's right. So tell me, you've mentioned a lot of kind of regional areas there. What sort of barriers are there for students in those areas? What are they facing when they look at study post-Year 12?
Yeah, I think particularly for students who will be first in family, there's numerous barriers to come onto university. Sometimes it's just because it's an unknown entity, or they think that maybe that's not a pathway for them because they haven't seen anyone in their own communities come onto university. So that can be a significant barrier. But also we do have significant financial barriers to coming onto university. At the moment, we do have an accommodation crisis as well. So if you have to move away from the Northwest Coast to study in Hobart, that can be a significant barrier for some of our young people. So we're hoping that this uni hub model can really help those students put in place some extra supports to get them where they want to be as well, to really support their own aspirations and maybe suggest to them that it is possible.
For sure. Now, is it also about stopping the so-called brain drain, capturing those students and stopping them from going elsewhere?
Well, surprisingly, a lot of the students that we work with through the Uni Hub model, a lot of them want to stay in Tasmania. There's definitely a lot of young Tasmanians who do want to go interstate, and everybody wants a new adventure, or there might be courses that are available on the mainland that aren't available here. So we certainly, the Uni Hub also supports them. It's not just about the University of Tasmania, it's very much about their own post year 12 choices and journeys. So that's another great thing about the Uni Hub model. But I think overwhelmingly, definitely the students that I work with at Newstead want to stay on the island. So it's opening them up to the possibilities that are here as well.
Who doesn't want to be close to home? Fed, watered, all the rest of
Exactly,
it.
yes,
Well, the
absolutely.
Uni Hub model launched at dawn today. Project Manager Gemma Burns has been my guest. If you remember where you were going with that answer, just text me in the middle of
It all just came to me. I was like, oh, that
I
was
know, it's so annoying. That happens to
it.
the best of us. As I said, thank you so much, Gemma. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. We're so excited that this is now on the northwest coast and the northeast coast as well.
Absolutely. It's good news. It is ABC Northern Tasmania.